This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Browns are off to a promising start to the season. The team that went 0-16 last year kicked off the preseason last week with a win over the Giants. They're also in the national spotlight, featured on the HBO documentary series Hard Knocks. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, how much stock do you put in the preseason?
Well, one of the things to do is you can go out, fans, and actually see training camp. And then what you'll be surprised, especially if you've never been out there, how little exactly football or hitting is done and tackling. Some days they don't even do it at all. I was out there Monday. There was no tackling. But even in preseason games like Friday night, Browns are at home. First home game preseason, play Buffalo. So what do you watch when you look at a preseason game yourself as a casual fan?
I guess I'm watching the quarterback. That seems to be popular.
And it's an easy thing to watch. And actually, when it comes to the Browns, it's a good place always to start.
Right, because there's always controversy.
Right, because now it's like, well, Tyrod Taylor played really well in the opener, and so did Baker Mayfield. Well, we might have two good quarterbacks. Oh, yeah, like this happens all the time in Cleveland. And what are we going to do about that? Maybe we should trade Tyrod, you know, all that. But what you can see in preseason is usually if a quarterback is looking bad in preseason, you're in big trouble.
Okay.
Here's why. Because he's facing defenses that they're called vanilla or bland defenses. In other words, they're not blitzing a lot. It's real basic defenses. And then the flip side is when a guy plays good, what do you think that means?
Yeah, I mean, all I've been hearing for the past week is Baker Mayfield, the number one draft pick, he should be the starter.
And he played extremely well. If you're a Browns fan and Baker Mayfield had gone out there and looked lost, and we have sometimes seen that with rookie quarterbacks in the preseason, that you go, oh my goodness, this is a long-term project. So that's one thing. Kind of the negative performances really are more meaningful to me than the positive ones.
Okay.
Because if you're looking bad under this circumstance, what are you going to do when they're playing for real?
Yeah.
When the starters are out there all the time. Frankly, the guys are hitting harder.
The Browns have been getting a lot of attention because they are featured on this HBO show called Hard Knocks, where they've been filming training camp, going behind the scenes. Has this been a good thing for the Browns?
I think
negative?
For the most part, it has. When Hard Knocks does this every year, they don't have the teams actually looking at everything and clearing it, but they know that there are things teams don't want seen, and they don't want the teams to look bad because the next year another team won't want them in. I would like to see, they do about 300 hours of tape. I'd like to see about maybe the 200 they immediately rejected and see what some of that is. Mm-hmm. But I think they try to humanize it. Of course, the episode featured, you know, Hugh Jackson's brother died, and then a couple weeks later, his mother died, and kind of going through the family thing there.
I think back to last season, the Browns had a great preseason. They were undefeated. They didn't win a single game in the regular season, so they win last week, but I'm not getting too excited.
No, you probably shouldn't. It's kind of like, I know I'm going to have a four-course meal, and I'm going to judge it by looking at the salad. And I don't even see, I sort of see the soup in the distance. You know, the steak and lobster, you hear is way back there. And, you know, they're supposed to have some special dessert that I can't even imagine. So when you're a fan, it's kind of like, okay, here's what the meal that's going to be coming with four courses. Here's what the salad looks like. I'll show you the soup from a distance. You might be able to smell it a bit. And the other two things are not even a rumor. Okay. So that's why I said that kind of the one thing that you can judge from preseason is if a quarterback looks really bad. But if he looks really good, that isn't necessarily an indication that, yeah, that salad looks really good, but we're still not so sure about the steak.
Preseason rolls on Friday, playing at home against Buffalo.
Check out the salad.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Indians' troubled outfield.